Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Misadventures of Nova Eats. I hope everybody having a good Saturday. If you had to go to work today, I hope everything went well. If you was off today and you got weekends off, fuck you. Because I can't have them off. Well, yeah, I probably could, but I wouldn't want them off. I need my day during the week. Also, make sure you dodge those charges today. We need everybody going home safe to their family. Make sure you take the meds, you know, even if it's Mary Jane, the CBD stuff they got going on now, big pharma for you. But if you're dealing with anxiety and depression, just make sure you stay on top of it. And make sure you control who's around you that may cause you to have your ups and downs. Protect your space, you know. And with doing that, you will have to reevaluate your life and see what it is or who it is that's causing these ups and downs that you're battling with. I've had people that I've known for years, and some long term, some short term, or just, you know, a day or two. And I had to ask myself, what are they adding to me? Are they motivating me? Or are they encouraging the bullshit? So, once I did that, I think I kind of like overdid it. Because I don't have nobody now. I don't even have no friends. I don't have no best friends. I have them, but it's not like it used to be. Like, not every day. Like, talking to people every day. It's more so, I just set up an appointment, like, on my off day. So, I just call everybody on that one day. Like, if I want to deal with you, if I converse with you, I only talk to you on that one day. Because any other day, I'm keeping to myself. But, when you're at work or outside, I just say outside of your safe space, you have to pay attention to what all you're giving people access to. Now, I know when you go to work, you want to, let me add her on Facebook. Let me add her on Snapchat. Let me add her on Instagram. You know, like, once you do that, it's like you're no longer yourself. You have to monitor and filter what it is that you allow yourself to post or you allow others to see. And once you put that stuff out there and then people start to talk like, oh, she's seeing so-and-so, or oh, he's doing this, or oh, she's doing that, you can't get mad. You can't get mad. Because nobody knows what goes on in your four walls or out on your vacation, your car trips, or whatever it is. Nobody knows but you. So it's you are the one that's putting it out there. And you can't get mad and say you want to whoop somebody's ass because they spoke on it. Hell, you gave it to them. So you have to own your shit. And that's why now, like, I have people that I haven't seen in 2 or 3 years. They were like, oh, where you at? I ain't seen you. This and that. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with going back home and people seeing me like, oh, where you at? It's like a coming back from the dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just shocked to see me. Because I remember me and my best friend, we had went to this little hole in the wall. And I never go out. So I was like, okay, I'll go. Went to the hole in the wall and it was this guy. I remember him from, I think it was like elementary school. And you know, you always had like that one kid people would tease. So when they tease about, you know, this certain situation that this individual was going through, like, that's what sticks in your mind. And he was looking and he was just staring at me. He was like, you know, he just said my name and like I can just see my name coming out of his mouth, like every syllable. When he was, it was like he was just in slow motion, and I was like, yeah. He was like, come here. I'm like, So I asked him, I say, first off, who you in here with? You know, you gotta ask that because, you know, anytime I go somewhere, no matter what it is, I'm just plain Jane. You know, I don't do the whole, the bundles and the closures. I don't do the eyebrows on fleek. I don't do the makeup. I used to get my nails done a lot, but it's that old. But, you know, like, the stuff that girls spend time doing, you know, I don't do all that. And it's like the simplest thing in the room, the most natural girl in the room gets the most attention. And then you got these little face painted robots, that's what I'm gonna call them, over there, they giving you all dirty looks and stuff. And I ain't got time to be going to nobody's jail, because I always told my mom, if I ever go back to jail, I'm not getting out the same day. And that's something that I live by. You know, that's for another episode. But, you know, I saw something when I was scrolling on, I think I was on Google, I believe. And it said, you know, about protecting your energy and your peace. And it says, you know, you have to make yourself unavailable to what's draining. Unavailable to what's not for you. Unavailable for what's toxic. Unavailable to negativity. Unavailable to dead cycles. I know those dead cycles. Like, especially like a couple of relationships I've been in. Like, ugh. But I look at it too. Like, me being in those dead cycles, it kind of helped me protect me from a lot of other stuff that I could possibly gotten into. So I'm not gonna consider that a good L. I was still winning. And unavailable to what doesn't sit well. Now with that, you know, I always, if you know me, you know I have those lines in my forehead, like, what the fuck, you know. People say things, they, you know, they move a certain way or whatever. Like, if it don't sit well with me, I'll let you know. And then I leave. I'm not just going to stop dealing with you because it don't sit well with me. I'm going to let you know it don't sit well with me. I'm going to give you the opportunity to see what it is that I see. And it also says, being unavailable to what doesn't value me. And with that one, I think it really brings back to, like, just certain people. Because some people, they don't value you. You know, you have people that, like, take you for granted. And when you leave them alone, it can be, you know, a relationship or a friendship. Or, you know, it can just even be, like, a colleague, you know. Or some type of work relationship. Not on a sexual level, but, you know, just working side by side. And you would just have people that, you know, just use and abuse you. You know, I ain't gonna do all that. So, and it says, make yourself unavailable to unchanged behavior. And that one stuck out like a fucking, I don't want to say like a sore thumb. I'll just say, like, bitch, I don't know. My ancestors came down and whispered this shit in my ear. That's how that stuck out. Like, I was shook when I saw it. But, like, unchanged behavior, you know, like, you have, like, if you're in a relationship with somebody and, you know, like, something happens and you tell them how you feel about it. Oh, I'm gonna change. And then boom, the motherfuckers ain't changed. And it's like you creating that fucking dead cycle, you know? And that's bringing, you know, making a relationship to be toxic. So, you know, you just have to protect your space. And everybody ain't your friend. A lot of people are leeches, you know? And once you take that leap on doing something what you feel like is best for you or just best for your life. And if you got kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's best for your kids? Because, you know, once you have children, they are your focus point. Like, you just can't think about yourself anymore. You got to move, you know, make the best moves that's beneficial for, you know, you all. And you will see how people will treat you differently. You know, they'll look at you like, oh, you know, you bougie now, or, you know, you changed. I'm like, nah, I mean,
I'm changing. This should be a good thing now. I don't need to be the same. Because, you know, if I was the same, I'd be like you. But anyway, I just want to speak on that. And if you have been in a similar situation or you can relate to it, you know, just leave me a message. Let me know. And thanks for listening.
Okay, we got HAO right here, and she wants to sing her song. She decided to start her lock journey, so she just wants to appreciate her hair. Go ahead.
I know you hate my hair. You know you wanted these locks. We're popping. Boy, stop fronting.
Good job, girl. Your hair is beautiful. Your brown skin is beautiful. You are beautiful.
Thank you.
I love you.